Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, you're down there in Annapolis at the General Assembly, and some important things are beginning to happen down there. And one of them has to do with what people have referred to as the rain tax. And I know a lot of people oppose that term. So tell us where we are and what you hear.
Well, as you know, just to review, that the legislative leaders made clear at the beginning of the session that the stormwater fees, also known as the rain tax, are not going to be repealed this year. That's not going to happen. And there are some Republican candidates for governor, I believe, who say that they would make that happen if they get elected, but it is not going to happen under the current governor's watch. However, there could well be some tweaking and changes to the program, and a leading advocate for that is Senate President Mike Miller. The Senate President is actively trying to round up votes to insert some language in the budget the General Assembly is approving that will tweak the program in some of these various ways. But he told me he was lining up the votes first and then he was going to write the language. So what exactly it'll say is still unclear to me.
Well, we're getting another lesson in what power means down there in Annapolis. You can work on bills in this way. But say again, Karen, why the state is so determined to maintain its position on this, you know, the importance to the bay, et cetera.
Stormwater runoff is the last growing source of pollution to the Chesapeake Bay. So the feds have put an onus on Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and so forth to act to remediate that problem. And of course, the larger question is, we all want a cleaner Chesapeake Bay. And Delegate Maggie McIntosh of the city, who chairs the House Environmental Matters Committee, considers the fact that the General Assembly was able 2 years ago to passed a law that requires the 10 subdivisions, including Baltimore and the large counties, to impose a stormwater fee to correct these problems. She considers that a major achievement and that they just ought to let it be for a while.
You know, Karen, I think this is a good report for our listeners because it shows a responsive legislator like Miller taking steps to do something to try to make a very important provision of the law and of regulations palatable. It's not knuckling under to the idea of, quote, rain tax, but it's showing that it's possible to be responsive and still get the regulation you need.
Well, and one of the differences, too, is having uniformity throughout the state, which we do not have because of the way the legislation was passed. Now, that disturbs Miller and some others because, you know, say churches, for example, are treated quite differently. In Adirondack County, they pay a buck. In Baltimore City, they can pay substantially on everything but their actual house of worship. But Maggie McIntosh argues that individual counties have individual problems, and this is kind of like a development or zoning issue, that these decisions of how to handle the process are best made at the local level. And she points to counties such as Prince George's and Baltimore County that have done a lot of innovative steps to design their programs and work with churches and nonprofits and poor people and others that she thinks should be given some time to develop.
Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.